Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. So what a showdown this weekend. We have the military parade, and then we have Larry Krasner here in Philadelphia. And yes, he dares to go there. Now, Larry Krasner's background is Jewish, but does that give him the right to go there and say what immigration officials, what the Trump administration is doing, is like targeting Jews, like the Holocaust? And then he lectures, how would you like to be our friends over at ICE with this maniac here in Philadelphia and what he's about? And again, Commissioner Bethel, you're a good guy. You got to stand up to this. Are you going to let Philadelphia, these mobs, just do whatever the hell they want and then say, that was a constitutional right, we have to protect that, that's what you're about? As a cop, what you're about is making it that my listeners, me, Roe and all, we're going to be traveling near Philadelphia, have the right to be unimpeded.
Let me tell you something.
There you go. That's right. The police have to stand up to this. When he's praising you, something's wrong, Commissioner. It's definitely wrong. When are we going to get to the bottom line of this? You don't have a right to do many of these activities called nonviolent, these protesters are doing. My right to travel unimpeded is superior to your cockamamie.
You're going to have a hell of a story on that one.
Man, how I wish he were alive, and or Joey Vento with Krasner. Here's a little bit more of Krasner, and then he takes a swipe at ICE, trying to chill them and not have them do their job. I assume this weekend there will be tens of thousands of people here illegally coming out. It would be a good time to make a move. Here's Krasner.
The notion that we are dealing with an individual who has advocated the sexual assault of women, who has been found in civil court to have sexually assaulted women, who has been determined to have engaged in fraudulent white-collar activity, who has been convicted of 34 different felonies in state court.
I don't want to hold the flow. I'm sorry, Dan. Just hold the flow here for a moment. Can anybody in Philadelphia point out what Larry Krasner owes in various buildings on back taxes that he arrogantly continues to not pay tens of thousands of dollars or more, according to news reports? Right, Larry? You don't have to pay them, though. Now, I'm not saying it's white-collar crime. It's just the arrogance of this place. All right, continue.
We're actually going to talk to somebody like that in a way that is reasonable. It makes no sense, because we all know what he's actually up to. What he's actually up to is setting up a military overthrow of the United States.
What?
And he's doing it like every wannabe dictator and successful dictator has done in the past, which is that you have to scare the population and convince them that there's a bona fide emergency when there isn't. And what is that bona fide emergency? Well, historically, it was the Jews. Historically, it was, or is, the immigrants. Historically, it was the black people. That's what he's doing. That's who he is. And therefore, I want all of my Philadelphia friends and all of those people who are understandably provoked, outraged, and disgusted, not to get it twisted. If you are doing what Martin Luther King would have done, you're going to be fine.
God, I'm sorry. Hold it there for a moment. Just 1 second, uh-huh. Dan. Take that man's word, that name, out of your mouth, you creep. Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. would do what these mobs are doing. No, Martin Luther King Jr. followed Gandhi in the face of Bull Connor. Dogs turned on them. Martin Luther King didn't tell people to do what this clown, take it out of your mouth, Judge Dugan. That's what you should have said to him about your wife. I'm saying it here. Sorry, Dan, go ahead.
No, because listen to this, because you mentioned that he talks about Martin Luther King, and I think he realizes that he's going down the path of potentially threatening the protesters, because he mentions if you protest like Martin Luther King, you'll have no problem.
Right.
But then he catches himself and turns it into a threat against ICE agents. Take a listen.
Not to get it twisted. If you are doing what Martin Luther King would have done, you're going to be fine.
All right, like protesters, right? All right, now.
That is the law, that is the Constitution, and those are the traditions of this country. You're going to be fine, and I'm going to make sure you're going to be fine. But ICE agents going beyond their legal rights, and yeah, some of their legal rights offend me, but that's not the point. If they have the legal right, they get to do it. But going beyond their legal rights, killing, assaulting, illegally handling people in violation of the law, denying them their due process in a way that constitutes a crime under the laws of Pennsylvania, you will be prosecuted. And you know that's true because you've been watching what we have done over the last 7 years when it comes to actually holding a very small number of Philadelphia police officers or Philadelphia correctional officers accountable for.
I'm going to pause right there for you.
Yeah, it just. Okay, and Dan, are you going to, you know what? The guy that's ahead of the FOP, I got to take the gloves off here, right? Remember we talked about, I heard what you said. Well, you know, come on, Dom, you get fired up. You hate all that. I get it. He's got to look at, will this protect his officers? Does he not stand? I don't think he would come on because he would feel he's getting in the middle of this. But John McNesby, would he not stand up and say, we are in solidarity with ICE officers who are under fire every bit, if not more, than the Philadelphia police? Are there any police elements out there left? I'd love to put you on the air. I'll shut up and let you say it, that you are in solidarity with these officers that under Krasnerland are the ones that are hunted, rather than the people among us that are criminals and or shouldn't be here. Is there any police official anywhere? I'm trying to go through my list of some of them. Now, it would take a lot, you know. Dan, the police official that says that and says, we're in solidarity with the ICE officers and their job. We know how Pat Malloy feels. We know how the police chief in Ben Salem feels. Fred Herron would say it. I'm sure of that because Fred Herron is the one that's trying to, in the proper way, get this going in Bucks County. So I'm sure he would be in solidarity with this. But can we get the police to say, once and for all, we resent this guy who's pro-criminal going after ICE officers who are enforcing the law? We know exactly what he means. Come on, the head of the FOP.
You want more?
Yeah. Thank you.
How do I hit that? And the... Yeah, let's get the video going here.
Okay.
Their crimes, you know we'll do it. F around and, well, you know the rest, right? You know that. But the same is true for anyone. And we did see a small amount of this with reference to the George Floyd protest. There were some people who decided it was time to go rob a gun store. You're not protesters, you're just criminals. You got nothing to do with that. You're just trying to take advantage of the situation, and you're going to get what you're going to get. Same is true for people who decided to burglarize pharmacies and light them on fire. You're going to get what you're going to get. That's crime.
Let me correct the record here, if I might.
You're going to be accountable for it.
The woman who blew up two police cars in downtown Philadelphia, did Larry Krasner bring her to justice? He didn't even try. We know who did. Bill McSwain. He went to that Etsy. Remember that whole thing? He tracked the garb she was wearing, the inflammable or flammable gloves, whichever ones don't burn you.
Inflammable.
And Bill McSwain is the
one gloves would be a lot of fun
that deserves. I can't give him enough praise and awards for his time as U.S. attorney. McSwain is the one that challenged this guy. And McSwain is the one that brought that woman, that masseuse, to justice. She showed up. She was well prepared. And she set fire, I believe, ultimately to two. Blowing up in front of City Hall. Larry Krasner didn't bring anybody to justice with that. He's just putting that out there in order to make up for what he just got done saying. Is there more, Dan? I don't know if we can withstand too much more.
It's your call. It's your call.
It's saying more of the same. Okay, yeah. We got it. Nice work, though. Thank you. And we'll keep some of that for tomorrow, and we'll see. Are the police going to respond to this and say, we stand with ICE officers here? Why are you threatening ICE officers? Why are you saying no one will be charged unless you review the videotape with all of your pseudo experts? Because you're sending a signal about what you can do in Philly. I would just ask, if I were the media there, explicit questions. Blocking and holding people in, how should that be dealt with constitutionally? What about my rights to freely travel? Not in Philadelphia. We'll tell you when you can freely travel. That's minor versus these screaming mobs. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll have Dom's Money Melody here shortly. Let me get a couple on board here of the side question. Who's a jerk? Donna, who do you have today, Donna?
Hi there, Dom. Good afternoon. This stuff makes me so crazy. I just want to scream. First of all, congrats to Dan and Maisie on their wonderful baby news. That's so exciting. I just want to say, my husband's grandfather came to this country from Italy through Ellis Island at the age of 14. He had no money. He didn't speak the language. He was indentured. He had to work off his debt on a farm in San Joaquin Valley in California. So my father-in-law, his son, spoke Spanish after Italian, spoke Spanish before he spoke English. He met, it's just the way it works. I'm very old school about immigration. My great-grandparents came here from Italy. Do it the right way. That's what we ask. Okay, enough of that. The answer to your side question today has got to be Joyless Joy Behar.
That is a great one.
She's incapable of seeing the both sides of anything.
Well,
she's
put,
just a vile human being.
Well put, Donna. You pack. I didn't. Dan, I was going to ask. Well, wait a minute. With that kind of pedigree, is it gravy or sauce? I didn't know. The call was just too good there.
I could sign up for a weekly Donna time or something like
yes,
that.
Yes,
you know?
Donna, please call in more. But if Krasner doesn't send every signal in the world here, where's the countervail? Here's my question, though, and it's an uncomfortable one. Where's the countervailing force? It's not the police commissioner. He's praising him, sending that signal. It's not the mayor, certainly. It's not even the head of, we don't even have the head of the FOP as we did before. I have still have a lot of friends there, not them. It's the guy, it's the president, it's the one that should speak. Are they in solidarity with ICE officers? I think deep down they are because they realize how dangerous this is, how difficult this is. And here in Philadelphia, you have to worry about being shot. You have to worry about mobs attacking you. And you have to worry about Larry Krasner. I have not seen the DA out there be as bad as Krasner in L.A. I know they replaced him, so maybe it's not as bad. This guy is Hall of Fame country. He's a first ballot insufferable Hall of Fame. He's the all-timer. It never ends with him. And there's still people in places like Chestnut Hill and Rittenhouse Square that are insulated from the violence. And they can't wait to vote for Larry Krasner. He's shaking things up. One more, then we'll do Dom's Money Melody. Bill in East Norriton. All right, Bill, who do you have today?
Dom, put an M. Thanks for taking my call. First time caller.
Thank you, Bill.
I just don't like Ted Kennedy.
Okay. I love it. We carry it to the grave and beyond. Why, Bill?
Yeah, Ted Kennedy, the big jerkmeister, leaving it, girl,
jerkmeister.
You know, alone and wanting to be in the Senate. And, a big blowhard.
When he showed up with the neck brace, too, at the thing. Yeah. The phony neck brace. Thank you, Bill. And Rush used to play, if we could, I don't know if we have it or not. The gibberish, he said at the beginning of his speech, he played it a lot. It was unintelligible. All right, do I have enough lines here to do Money Melody? I think, right?
Let's hope so.
Yeah, okay. It is time. What's the backstory today? We're playing for Ringo Starr tickets
money
again.
Melody.
I'll give you the details. Go ahead, Henry.
The money gone.
All right, yeah. So today, Dom, we're asking for that all-time jerk. This person, the front man of the band I'm about to play you, would be considered by many to be a bit of a jerk. Getting in a fight with your own bandmates, you know, that's understandable. You have creative differences from time to time. It'll happen. Getting in fights with the other bands, the same shows with you or on the road, that's kind of a jerk move. And then jumping into the crowd and fighting fans that paid to see you play. That's the definition of a jerk move here. So I'm going to play.
I don't mean to stop you, but seriously, this guy did that before?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Some of these fans deserve it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you hear what the fans are saying out there, but sure. Yeah, so I'm going to play this band here. Their front man obviously got into a lot of trouble being a jerk back in the day. So I'm going to play them covering the Rolling Stones here. I want you to tell me the name of this band.
Very recognizable voice.
Song.
All right, hit us with that. You're off to see Ringo Starr in a cast that seems to change constantly. Ringo Starr and his all-star band at the Mann Center in Philadelphia, PA this Sunday, June 15th, when we'll be celebrating what? Electoral College Day. I'll be down there at the shore. Standing on the porch with a special sip of wine. I think I know the time that the House and Senate exactly approved it. That's when I usually take a drink. You should also.
Oh, you should have Mayor Ernie run the national anthem at that time. You know how he does it on the boardwalk there.
Yes, 11 o'clock. Today, a second edition of the national anthem.
Exactly, yeah, in honor of the Electoral College.
Would you tell him, can he play another national anthem on Dom Giordano Day at the start of my show?
Wait, no, you can't have your own national anthem.
Well, it's a big day. You know, you need it twice.
Are we starting a new country now?
Well, it's a new tradition.
Okay.
Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Hit us with that.
Domopolis. There you go.
In operation. 855-839-1210.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's Dom. Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right, here's a little slice. Tell us who is singing this cover song of the Stones. All right, let's go to Lane in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Lane, who is it?
That is Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses. Big fan, Dom.
Ah, okay. Lane, you are a winner. You're going to go off and see the Ringo Starr band. I never got to ask Mr. Rose a question. I did get to ask the heavy metal group a question. Dan, I wish I had that on tape for you. It was
Metallica?
Yeah, Metallica. Yeah. It was nuts. And I'm here to tell you, I was a couple hundred yards away. You would do ear damage, hearing damage, if you got within 50 yards of that.
That's what I need right now. Is
Yeah, I know, given what you're going. Yeah, Void, they were right in South Philly. But standing there, you know, they had the knit caps on, all these other media types, and I'm standing. I think I had a suit for this, even, asking a question of Metallica. They answered it. I can't even remember. You know, they grunted out some kind of crazed answer. But Henry, any more on this?
No, it's just, yeah. Axl Rose had a bit of a temper and a bit of an issue with other people.
Okay. It seemed, yeah, I can
I feel like
I
that was probably drug and alcohol.
You could say that much,
All right, 855-839-1210. We'll get you in. Just unbelievable stuff from Larry Krasner, though. Even for Krasner, master performance. Let's go to Frank in South Philly, one of our judges of elections a week from tomorrow down there at Mulligan's. Hey, Frank, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Good afternoon, Dom, Dan. Listen, let me give you some cardinal rules about naming your kid when they're born. Cardinal rule from Italy in the Italian testament. If it's a boy, the husband names his kid, and generally speaking, it's the father's name. Like my son Vincenzo, my dad's name was Vincenzo.
Okay.
If it's a girl, your wife names the daughter. So it's sort of 50-50 proposition, which will turn around and form a very good marriage. I've been married 40 years. This September will be 41 years.
Well, Frank, I hate to tell you, though, here you and I differ a little bit on that. That's Italy. Doesn't work that way with Ro, who looks like she stepped out of Italy. You're not naming that kid, Frank, I'm telling you.
And Frank, what if it's twins, one boy, one girl, who gets to name them?
Well, here's the thing, Dave. I'm going to give you a little secret. I'm going to give you a little secret to turn around boys. Drink white wine, Pinot Grigio white wine, and you'll have boys. I have three boys.
I feel like white wine would be a girl.
Wine,
no?
You gotta be a girl. Yes.
No. Reverse that. White wine, Pinot Grigio white.
Wait a minute, Frank. You're a white wine drinker.
Who's drinking the wine?
No, I drink. I prefer the Pinot Grigio white, the one I make. myself.
Okay.
But I also drink the red, but when I first got married, I was drinking the white wine because I wanted boys.
Frank, it's all your fault then, because you gave us like three bottles of red wine over
there
the Christmas
go,
holiday,
right?
You know?
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yes. All right,
well,
Frank.
Listen, man, I'll give you the Pinot Grigio white next time.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Nice. We'll start on the second. Maisie's got to get busy here. Frank,
all right.
Who's the jerk? Who's the jerk, do you say?
Well, I was going to say Joe that doesn't know Biden, but I think Krasner topped that. He's the president of the creeps of all the whole country.
Thank you, Frank. One of our, Dan, you can hear in his voice all of the qualifications of a great judge. Guess who else? I don't think
required
it's white.
Required to call it Italy, by the way.
Yeah.
His father's name was Vincenzo.
Vincenzo from Italy.
Do you know that Jack Cetarelli, just Google it to make sure I'm on the same page, I pronounce it right. What is his real first name? I think it's Giancenzo.
Wait, hold on. You're Italian. You're supposed to know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, I've never seen it before.
Giacinno.
Have you ever seen that before?
I've never seen that before.
Is that short for George or something?
Giacinno.
Giacinno.
What is Giacinno?
Yeah. Giacinno.
Giacinno.
I'm just throwing out names.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm surprised.
Giacinno. You're
Giacinno.
Right.
Giacinno.
I was Giacinno. It's
yeah, well, that's
wrong.
What it looks to me. Yeah.
Giacinno.
Giacinno. It must be George, right? In Italian?
I don't know if there is a...
Okay.
There's a Michael
but
Giacinno.
I was surprised with that. That gives him more street cred. He really is. And he goes by Jack. I guess that's the middle name.
I think it's just Jack would be the equivalent.
His middle name is Michael.
Oh, so he goes by Jack. He took the Italian and made it.
Yeah, I think Giacinno is just like...
Okay. But the real name is
Giacinno.
Is Giacinno.
I've heard of Giacinno.
I got to say, wait a minute. Let's play this
Dad,
out.
You're the Italian one of all of us.
Wait a minute.
Well, I guess Henry is too.
Yeah, would I keep my ethnic name running in Jersey as a point of pride versus Jack? I might. Don't you think?
Do you really want a name people can't pronounce?
Yeah,
who are you? Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for all caps.
I'm voting for Giacinno.
Yeah, well, but in the Italian, there's still got to be large Italian areas of.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, but there's also large non-Italian areas.
Right. No, but put it up on the billboards over there, and then you're Jack in the other parts in Jersey.
Wait, that's like the guy that said he listens to Bruce Springsteen and flubbed it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't fake it to half of New Jersey that you like Bruce Springsteen and meanwhile you don't, you know?
Yeah, would it help me to be Don in the general population versus Dom? Why is Dom so hard? Would it help me to go with Dominic? Now, I never like that. I don't like the formal.
I hate to say, but I think it's because the person that holds the highest office in the country is a Don, so maybe that's
No, it's been well before that, Dan. I'm glad you don't use Daniel. That would be tough. Oh,
Danny boy.
Danny boy.
Yeah, Danny's okay, but Dan just fits perfectly. And Henry, I don't know if there's a short or long, but Hank. That's right.
I go by Hank for that.
I know
Hank.
You like
close
the Hank,
friends.
Which, yeah.
He really has an opportunity here to be Hank Machete, and he refuses.
That works very well.
Right?
That's an all-time name.
Yeah. Hank Machete coming at you.
All right, Phil in Delaware, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Phil, what do you have today? Hi.
Hey, good afternoon. Easy. Archie Bunker.
Is Archie
he's
a jerk?
Come on. He's a jerk.
Yeah, or is he misunderstood? Just, you know.
No misunderstanding him.
All right.
He's direct.
All right, thank you, Phil. I can't see Archie as a jerk, really. I mean, he's a throwback. He's Cro-Magnon, man.
If you call your family member meathead on a regular basis, that's kind of jerkish.
Well, I've interviewed Rob Reiner. He's kind of a meathead there when it comes down to it.
And he's Polish, right?
Yeah. He was a nice guy at Phillies game. In the dugout there. Then Chase Utley came by and he was just all gaga. The interview was over.
Really?
It was in the Phillies dugout clubhouse. I was in both there. It was nice. 855-839-1210. You can't talk to Chase Utley before a game. And I could tell Chase Utley wasn't talking to Reiner. You know, he didn't know who he was. He didn't care. He's watching film. That's it. All right. More calls coming up. Give me your reaction to the Larry Krasner stuff. This is the essence. And he can't be beaten in Philadelphia. What does that tell us about Philadelphia? The mayor, Philadelphia did not elect Helen Gim. Helen Gim would have been the Larry Krasner mayor. They didn't do it. Why is Krasner then so appealing to people in Philadelphia? All right. It's said many times. I've been saying it too. You don't just visit Sicily. The Greeks, the Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, they all came there and they all left their cultural Mark, because of the sun, the sea, and the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe, that's what it is, in Sicily and Calabria, we're going this fall, Ro and I, and tons of Talk Radio 1210 listeners. And again, we invite you to join us and our tremendous tour people, Conservative Tours. You've heard Dawn talk about it, me through two trips in Italy. Fabulous. $55.44, including airfare. Dining events, top of the list. It's not just the quantity of food, the great food. It's the culture. It's the places they know. We'll hit bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. We'll even enjoy the Godfather tour and visit the locales from the movie. All in one big package. Call 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com. Terramina is the crown jewel, of course. Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples, Savoca. It's ancient, charming, exotic. It's all of those things. Call 888-733-9494.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Downtime, coming to your calls. A lot of breaking news during that segment. The Democrat, from California, Senator Padilla, tried to rush the Kristi Noem news conference there and demanded that she had an answer to him. He was forcibly taken out and handcuffed on the floor with cops on top of him. Nicely played. Yeah.
Do you want that now? I'm sorry.
Oh, do you have the Padilla first or no? The other one we're
going to. No, I have
the Florida. Okay, yeah, yeah. Here's the Florida sheriff, though. We got to get this guy on, Dan. I'm just looking at this guy. I don't even know the sheriff. This is a sheriff in Florida. Talking about what will happen over this weekend if you point a gun at his deputies, throw a brick or a firebomb. Here's the sheriff.
So I'm gonna break it down for you. All right.
And if somebody wants to know what I mean by turn violent, all right, this is what I mean. If you resist lawful orders, you're going to jail. Let me be very clear about that. If you block an intersection or a roadway in Brevard County, you are going to jail. If you flee arrest, you're going to go to jail tired because we are going to run you down and put you in jail. If you try to mob rule a car in Brevard County, gathering around it, refusing to let the driver leave, in our county, you're most likely going to get run over and dragged across the street. If you spit on us, you're going to the hospital and in jail. If you hit one of us, you're going to the hospital and jail, and most likely get bitten by one of our big, beautiful dogs that we have here.
Oh, my God.
If you throw a brick, a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at, because we will kill you graveyard dead. We're not going to play. This has got to stop. You're watching what's taking place out there. You're seeing police officers that are being attacked, being spit on, being put in harm's way just for doing their jobs. You're seeing ICE agents that are being targeted for doing their jobs. And you're seeing obstructionists that are doing all of this standing in the way of law and order.
Can we get this guy to Philadelphia? Imagine this guy in a showdown with Larry Krasner. Wow. And notice how he ratcheted up. You do this, this is what's going to happen. You spit, you're going to the hospital. I'm glad we're emphasizing the spitting. I have two things. When you're in a fight, kicking somebody is never appropriate. And the spitting is always way out of bounds. It just gets the emotions. You spit at somebody, even make an emotion toward that. I take Roberta Alomar out of the Hall of Fame for the spitting. But that's me. All right, let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. Hey, Drew, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. You know, Dom, what Larry Krasner did is appalling. He should be arrested for inciting a riot because he's encouraging these people to do these things. Well, anyway, Ty Cobb, Dom, he's my jerk. When he was getting his autobiography written, he was on the road with the autobiographer, and we all know Ty Cobb amassed a fortune in Coca-Cola stock. So when they're at this gas station in the deep south, Ty Cobb buys a Coca-Cola, and the autobiographer buys a 7-Up. And Ty Cobb beat the crap out of this poor guy, unmercifully. True story, Dom. I read his book.
God. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Dom. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Can you imagine Ty Cobb today on first base sharpening his spikes? He apparently did that on the field at times. And in the rules of baseball, what they would jail him probably for what he engaged. Leslie.
It's the same kind of reaction I got when I brought you to Maggiano's instead of Olive Garden.
Leslie in Bryn Mawr, who might be a tag team here. Linda Kern's got under her skin today on debating protocol. Hey, Leslie, thanks for the backup on Twitter.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Dan, I mean, Tom.
I mean, you can talk to me if you want,
Not Les. Dan. Yeah. Not Don, but Dom. I think maybe you can take a little responsibility on Krasner's election.
And why
you
is that?
You were on him like white on rice. For a long time, you know, in the beginning, and you even had Krasnerland with you and Dan
right.
talking about, and you managed to get him impeached, and then you took your foot off the gas.
I don't know about that, Leslie. Okay.
Oh, you did.
All right.
You did.
I stand guilty. I sometimes think, though, if I go after him too much, that helps him somehow or another.
No.
Okay.
I mean, when you're talking truth and reality, that can't be a feather in his cap because the truth and reality of what this man has done to our police force and the city is undeniably bad.
It is. Now, here's the opportunity for someone to step into the gap, and it's going to take a lot, to be the force to stand up to Krasner. If McNesby were here in his role, you know that's what he would do.
Absolutely. And I would hope that there are some police out there in the city today that are joining forces to say enough of this.
Yeah.
They have to collectively come together. One guy standing out and calling out Krasner may not get him anywhere.
No, that's
but
a great
collectively,
point. I could
collectively,
not...
they need to come together and speak about this and come to a conclusion that this man is killing police officers.
Absolutely. Leslie, who's your person?
The man boy, David Hogg, how he ever got involved or to the position that he achieved at the DNC is mind-numbing. The guy, he's clueless. He's 20-something years old. He's obnoxious. He just is a jerk.
That is a really good one. I like how you said that at the end. All right, before we go to the lightning round, Dan is round. Now, this is a sitting U.S. Senator, Padilla, Democrat, of course, from California. Kristi Noem is out there holding a news conference. Now, you know, just because you're a senator, you don't get to grill Kristi Noem at her news conference. This is just bad form. I have to say, if I'm Noem, though, I don't care. I'm going to go after this guy. But, you know, maybe she finds that's bad form. I don't think it's ever bad form. But listen to Padilla crash her news conference in L.A., I believe it is. And then the police take him out and they handcuff him. I'm talking on the ground, a sitting U.S. senator.
I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary, because the fact of the matter is a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your heads off.
How many of our ICE agents have been doxed for doing their duty?
All right. So eventually handcuffed. This is the mode. Democrats, how many times have we seen this with Maxine Waters, for example? They just believe, or the woman over that's charged in Jersey with Alina Habba charging her. They believe they can go in and under any circumstance, wherever they go, and they have congressional authority just to grill you. You don't in a news conference like this. All right. It is the lightning round next. 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Let me just remind you first, though, when it comes to your teeth, when it comes to dental health, you deserve more than just a quick fix. That's what you're going to get, that more, a lot more, with Dr. Bentz. Long-term dental care, the expert at this. My dentist, 10 years, and friend. And Dr. Bentz, Robert Bentz, the Bentz Dental Group, had a patient, Joyce, who's a listener. I met her out there. She came, drove over, and I was there getting cleaning. Joyce, tell me about it. You know, the cleaning's almost over. She said, look, Dom, I may be vintage, was the line, but I'm not old. And this previous dentist that she gave up on just said, well, it's got to be dentures. That's it. Well, Joyce didn't do that. She went with Dr. Bentz. She's happy she's getting that level of care. She got dental implants, very happy with that. And she told me she's a long-term patient now. The difference, the technology, the diagnosis, the care that you get. My dentist, get that initial look-see. You've heard me tell you about this 8 or 10 years now. Take a shot. Talk to Dr. Bentz. You'll see the difference. You can call right now, 610-272-6949, or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. 610-272-6949.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, before we get to the lightning round, Mike Gibson, thanks for listening. You seem to differ with anything we say. Mike Gibson on Twitter says he didn't get him impeached. Yes, I did. We did get him impeached. Go look it up, Mike, and everybody else. We're proud of that. What was it? We got Leslie said we got Krasner in the box and Columbus out of the box. Hat tip to George Paquetto on that, too. Okay. Gary in Newtown is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. Thank you for taking my call. I have a couple of things. I'd like to agree with Robert from Ben Salem and add, can we get a federal ID to vote while we go along with this whole thing voting?
Yeah, okay. Yes.
And then as far as you and I sharing the same thing about Ron DeSantis, I think it also applies to Mark Levin. It's their voice. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
What? Yeah, the DeSantis, it's a voice. It's the height, too. That shouldn't be a qualification to be president. He's incredible with details and all that, but it's going to be tough.
I think the height and his voice go hand in hand, if you know where I'm going with that.
All right, Gary, what's your who's your jerk?
Here's what I want to say. You want to hurt me? Go right ahead. I know. I'm an easy target. You're right. I talk too much. But I like me. My fans like me. My wife likes me. My bullies like me. Neil Page in The Jerk for Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
All right. Very nice. Steve Martin. Yep. There we go. Eddie in Conchie on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Eddie. What do you have today?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I just want to say I was listening to the show and very informative. I just want to know one thing. Has anybody ever wondered if Krasner's on someone's payroll? I mean, what does he get out of this?
Well, he gets out of it. He is driven. He, in my view, he hates traditional America. He definitely hates cops. He has said he's a defense attorney. He's not a prosecutor. Defense attorney with power. What he gets out of it is power.
Okay, but like, what is he seeking? Like an office, a higher office, a governorship?
I don't think so, Eddie. Thank you. I mean, I know it's hard to believe. He's driven to have this dystopian view of America, of police and all that, and he's in a prime position to pontificate and to have power to make people realize what can happen to you if he comes after you. I know people wonder all the time, well, they must be. No, that's what it is. I understand it. Don't hold it against. I understand why people run for president. I get it. Nothing like it. Why would you want to? I get it completely. I get Krasner on that too. He's in power. Got a great one coming up. Earl's got one, but after that too. Earl, what do you have today?
Three things. First off, someone's got to call Dr. Pollock Ravel Nelson at the Philadelphia Department of Public Health. Larry Krasner's been eating paint chips, and they got to be at his house somewhere because, I mean, paint chips have to be the only excuse explaining what Larry Krasner's been going through. But he's been talking about, you know, all the protesters this weekend. They're protesting the parade that they're having in Washington, D.C., which celebrates the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States Army, which kicked kings out of America. Yet their protest is called No Kings. So they're protesting the actual action that got kings out in the first place.
Well put. The irony is lost on them, Earl. They just know they're a mob coming to Philadelphia to seethe. Who's your person?
My person related to what I just talked about would be Benedict Arnold. He was George Washington's best friend. He was so beloved by the country, they named a Ford after him. And then he decided one day, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm going home. He went and he turned on the country. I mean, we were going to win, and he just turned around and turned his back on everybody for his own personal gain. If that's not a jerk, I don't know what is.
Thank you, Earl. Bill, I like this one. This always gets the crowd going. All right, Bill, who's yours?
Well, he played a jerk on his radio show, Howard Stern, and it was edgy and kind of funny, and now it turns out he really is a jerk.
Well put. Brilliant call. I would add Springsteen to this. Doesn't get any worse than attacking us from the 1936 Olympiad Stadium and evoking Hitler to go after MAGA and Trump. Hitler. Get some new material. All right, Dan, who did you like?
My front runner is actually Drew for today. I really liked what he had to say about the 7-Up versus and the fight that Ty Cobb got in over soda. I thought that was a pretty good one.
It was, you know, but the guy should have had a Coke, I think, there. Come on, you know, he's a big benefactor. I like a guy with fire with Ty. Ty Cobb couldn't last an inning this year. No. All right. Killed guys, apparently, in fights.
Bill and East Norton, I also want to give credit to, just because Ted Kennedy. I don't know why I found his call so funny.
It was a great call. Henry, how about yours?
So in addition to our good friend Ty Cobb there, I'd like to throw in Bill and Bucks with the Ricky Waters answer.
Yeah.
And then who's the other one I like? Oh, Earl of Tacone with the Benedict Arnold answer and the spot-on Eric Cartman impression.
Very nice. I can see the Ty Cobb is a good one. That was a great call, too. Let's put Drew into the hat. Tomorrow we'll decide. And I believe it'll be a gift card to go off to the great gallows up there on Roosevelt Boulevard. All right. Thanks to Dan and Henry today. Getting that sound that quickly. The Krasner stuff tells us you don't want to be an ICE officer in Philadelphia. Will someone else other than this radio station step up for the ICE officers? We'll see. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.